Now, Britain's opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn strongly criticizes Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit policy.
For too long, this country has been held hostage to those in her party who want to drive through a race to the bottom Brexit deal that lowers rights and standards, sells off our national assets to the lowest bidder. How long is her envisaged temporary deal? 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, more? Britain deserves a bit better than this. The blindfold Brexit they're cooking up is a bridge to nowhere and a dangerous leap in the dark. Let me be clear, the only thing we can trust is...
Corbyn also described May's Brexit policy as shambolic. He made the remarks after the Prime Minister once again defended her Brexit plan. May told lawmakers that she still believes a Brexit deal is achievable despite talks with the European Union and the fact that those talks have hit a dead end on the issue of the Irish border. She said both sides have made real progress on the terms of Britain's divorce from the bloc and the outlined plan of the future trading relations. Britain is nearing a March 2019 deadline to leave the EU. For more on that, we are joined by political commentator William Spring, joining us live from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Spring. Now, on the one hand, we have Theresa May defending her Brexit plan and saying that achieving a divorce plan is still possible at this point. On the other hand, we have Jeremy Corbyn. Who is right and who is wrong? What's going to happen to the Brexit anyways?
Well, I think Jeremy Corbyn is actually stirring the waters. I don't see that he's saying anything very constructive. What Jeremy Corbyn wants is Jeremy Corbyn to be walking through the door of number 10. And it appears the Labour Party has put short-term political advantage before the national interest. Also, there are people in the Labour Party like Keir Starmer who are collaborationists, people who in France in 1940 would have been in the Vichy government. These sort of collaborationists are totally contemptible as far as the British people are concerned. Keir Starmer is a Camden Hampstead intellectual, and as I say, he's going along with the general project of the EU and the project of Tony Blair in particular, the major war criminal and liar who should be in court, not commentating and saying there should be a second referendum. These are the sort of people who are pushing Jeremy Corbyn into an ambivalent position, because Jeremy Corbyn himself is very much opposed to the EU project. And he wants to see democracy in Europe.
And that's Mr. Spring, I'm very sorry to cut you off because we're running out of time, but if you please quickly answer in 1 minute, do you believe that a divorce plan at this point in time is possible with the EU?
No. I think that that we must go for, and this is the best possible option, is a no-deal Brexit. Britain should have left the European Union after the plebiscite, after the referendum, and then once it had left, it was in a position to negotiate with the European Union. This situation where the European Union is holding Britain as a hostage, and Northern Ireland in particular, is not acceptable. We should be, and we voted to become, again, an independent power free of the Brussels bureaucracy. And
thank
that is what
much.
We want.
Thank you very much, Mr. Spring, political commentator joining us from London. I'm very sorry we're running out of time, but your comments are appreciated, sir, on Press TV.